You're listening to the audio production of God Has a Name, What You Believe About God Will Shape Who You Become by John Mark Comer. Published by Thomas Nelson and read by the author.
The God on Top of the Mountain. Last week, an atheist came up to me and asked how I could believe in a God who made parents eat their children. Naturally, I was a little confused. A lot of people have odd ideas about God, but cannibalism? That was new. I was speaking at an event, and the theme that weekend was the Bible. In all its weirdness and mystery and drama and truth and lies and violence and nonviolence, sarcastic donkeys and dying messiahs, and what in the world is up with this storiness? The event was supposed to be for pastors and church leader types, but a number of atheists crashed the party. It turns out a lot of people have issues with the Bible. Even more of us have issues with God. So this guy, Micah, comes up to me with a quote from Leviticus. Why is it always Leviticus? He had accidentally torn a line out of context and misread it. It happens. We had a nice chat about how God isn't actually a cannibal, and then I had to go up on stage and teach. But it struck me later that Micah the atheist and myself the pastor were both talking about God, but the two of us had radically different ideas about who God is. For me, God is the creator of all that is good, beautiful, and true, the God I read about in the scriptures and then see in Jesus of Nazareth. For Micah, God is a sadistic monster who made ancient Hebrews eat their young. Same Bible, very different God. Then a few weeks back, my son Jude asked me about the resurrection of Jesus. He wanted to know if Jesus was a zombie, like in World War Z. Jesus zombie? We act like the English word God is a common denominator, but it's not. When we talk about God, it turns out we're all over the map. In the West, we still live in a hangover from our Christianized past. There was a time when you could say God, and people would immediately think of the God we read about in the scriptures and see in Jesus. Most people would even come to the same basic conclusions about this God. That time has long since gone the way of the earth. Today, when I say God, you might think any number of things, depending on your country of birth, language, religion, church experience, background, and of course, whether or not you have cable. All of this brings me to the question at the heart of this book, who is God? I'm not writing this book to prove that God exists. If you're an atheist like my new friend Micah, welcome to the table. We're glad you're here. Just know that I won't go into a litany of reasons that I'm right and you're wrong. There are a lot of people way smarter than me that come with extra letters after their name who've already had a crack at that. I can only speak out of my own life, and for me, God's existence was never the question. I've been down the road of doubt, had a crisis of faith, a few actually, thought long and hard about...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?